Our Honest Life is a minimally edited slice of life podcast that may contain vulgar language, adult themes, and sexually graphic content. Thanks for listening.
Flash! Ha! Savior of the universe! Flash! Ha! He'll save every one of us! Oh, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
That's as much as anyone else can take, too.
I don't know if anyone can take that.
Oh, welcome to Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy.
This is why we have to stick to just talking about our lives. We're not allowed to perform.
Nobody under the age of 30 knows who Flash Gordon is.
Yeah, I think you and I are like...
We're Dan Breed, Church.
We're a real version of that SNL skit with Will Ferrell and...
Oh,
I forget her name.
Yes, I know who you're talking about. I also forget her name, which sucks because we both know her name. We clearly know her name. Anna Gasteyer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There, I pulled that out of nowhere.
Yep. Well, glad you did.
Yes.
Yeah, that skit they used to do where it was the two of them with an organ dressed up like, I don't know, somebody's weird hip parents. Well, I don't know.
Parents from the 70s.
Hippie parents.
They were hippie parents in the 70s.
Or they thought they were hip. Parents? Mm. Nah, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe but they got the keyboard thing. and they're just having a good time. They just enjoy it.
I guess that's us.
Shit. Having fun? No, never.
Oh, so what did we want to talk about?
We were supposed to make lists of five things that we were grateful for, but they couldn't be serious things. They couldn't be like the I'm grateful for my children and my health, stuff like that.
No, it couldn't be. I consider those the mandatory ones. It's like if someone's giving a speech, there are mandatory things that are in that list. And it's like if you could only save five people, who would you save? You know, like, you know, certain people always make that list. Oh, my children, my spouse.
So basically, you know, anytime you have to take a team building exercise at a job, and they make everybody go around the table and they have to say, like, what are two things you're thankful for? And then one thing that you wish you could change. And everyone has the same bullshit answers. It just doesn't tell you anything about a person.
Tell me two truths and a lie. It's one of those common icebreakers at those training seminars. Everybody go around, introduce yourself, and tell us two truths and a lie about you to get to know you.
If you could be any animal, what animal would you be and why? And then some guy's always like, I'd be a lion. And then 50 other guys in the room are like, oh, fuck, I was going to say lion. Well, I was a lion too, but then I'm like a killer whale or something.
Sure, and then you got that guy who like wants to one-up everyone. I'd be a T-Rex.
Yeah, and then you get the idiot guy who's always like, well, I'm already a party animal. Or, you know.
No, I don't know if that guy's there. That guy, I think, is only on... SNL skits, you know. I think that's where you see that guy.
Oh, no.
Kyle Mooney? Kyle Mooney. I don't know who Jeff Mooney is. There's another guy named Jeff. There's always a guy named Jeff and three Chrises.
Mm-hmm. No, we're in Canada, so there's like seven Travises in anywhere you go.
What? Where are you running all these Travises?
I know a lot of Travises.
What is the plural of Travis?
Travi?
Travi.
The Travi.
Beware the Travi, for they are here with potluck dishes.
Oh, sweet. What's your favorite potluck dish?
Bag of chips.
Oh, I love that. I like assorted cheese platter from the Safeway deli.
Yeah, that's okay, because it's from the deli. Yeah, I don't like most people's potluck foods.
No.
Not because I don't like the foods, it's just because it's a million dishes from people's own homes, and I don't know, something about that always throws me. So, bag of chips or can of Coke? Can of Coke's pretty good.
Yeah, can of Coke. Anytime there is an event where they have a large cooler filled with ice and you can go pick a canned drink, it's like, this place is pretty classy.
Wow, so speaking of being off topic, we were coming up with lists about five things we were thankful for. And the sort of one, I don't know if rule's the right word, but the one sort of guideline we had was you couldn't put the common ones on there like your spouse, your children.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the roof over my head. I'm like, yeah, okay, sure.
That's a record. I got distracted before the rules were even said.
Well, you got distracted while explaining the rule.
Oh, that's even worse.
So I don't know if I actually made it up to five, and my list got stupider as it went.
I have.
Well, you actually wrote yours down. Three. This is great because I can remember only one off the top of my head right now. So what do you got? What are you starting with?
Well, my first one.
What are you thankful for?
Was we discussed this earlier, and it was regular and consistent bowel movements.
Oh, yeah. It's a deep cut right off the hop there, huh?
Top that, church.
So regular and consistent bowel movements. You are thankful for this.
Oh, yeah.
What makes I'm you thankful for that? When did that kick in? Because that couldn't have been something you were thankful for when you were like a teenager.
Oh, well, actually, when I was a teenager, here's the honest part of the show. I had serious, really bad, almost like IBS. So anytime I ate anything, I would get horrific stomach cramps and just awful diarrhea. Every single day I had that for several years. And then it just cleared up. I don't know what the fuck happened.
I think you stopped eating French fries.
Oh, it could be. It could have been like
from McDonald's.
It could have been related to shitty diet.
And all the McChickens you used to eat.
Oh, I ate so many McChickens.
And
so much
corn
McChicken
chips
stuff.
And coffee.
Just Fritos and coffee and McChickens.
Did you dip your Fritos in the coffee?
No, because when I was eating the Fritos, that was when I was drinking Jolt Cola. But yeah, so when I was a teen, I shit a lot and it was painful.
Wow.
Great. I'm sexy. And then it was fine. And I didn't really ever think of it as being a thing until I got pregnant. And both times that I was pregnant, I had such bad constipation because my diet was just fucked up. Because with the first kid, I didn't want to eat anything except for fruit. Everything sounded awful and made me barf. And then with the second kid, I wanted to eat everything, but everything I wanted to eat was shitty. It was just constant cheeseburgers. Do you remember that time that you walked into the kitchen?
Constant.
And you were going out to see your friends, or you were going to go out, and you asked me if it was okay, because you knew I was pregnant, and obviously you knew. You did that. You made that happen.
But I made that happen.
You asked
that?
Me...
I made that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd walk by, I'd say that to my friends. I'd point at you and I'd be like, that, when you're pregnant with your belly, that, I made that happen.
Just did it. Yeah.
And my friends would like, they would like applaud. They'd nod at me.
Golf clap?
And they'd be like, yeah, bro, you did. No.
But
none of that ever happened.
Yeah. So you asked me, yeah, if I was fine with you going out or if I would prefer that you stayed in. And at the time, I was emptying a can of beans into a measuring cup, and you were just like, what are you doing with those beans? And I was so emotional from being pregnant that I started laughing and crying hysterically at the same time, and it just didn't stop. Like, eventually it stopped.
Yeah, like, it must have, right? Or we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, so anyways, pregnancy, constipation, and then constipation after.
Then what happened? Did I go out?
Yes.
I left you crying?
No, you
beans.
Didn't leave me crying. It was
barefoot and pregnant, laughing over a jar of beans and crying at the same time.
I totally
this
was
is
barefoot
my life.
Too. I was.
He left me.
I was eating a tin of beans
alone.
Out of a measuring cup, and it was laughing and crying hysterically. And I was like, "No, it's fine if you go." I didn't, and it was because I did not mind that you were going.
Where was I going? was I going out to play Dungeons and Dragons?
I think you were.
Oh.
I think you might have been. Or this might have been before.
Okay.
That
I wanted
that
to believe
started.
For a moment it was someplace like I was kind of a bad boy and I was leaving you and I was going to the bar. I was probably just going to play Dungeons and Dragons.
Mm. But yeah, so you get constipated or you have problems shitting for an extended period of time and regular bowel movements that are pain-free are the best thing ever.
Oh, can we make a song called Pain-Free?
Pain-Free. It's just about bowel movements.
It's like some 70s style song, you know. Pain-Free. Yeah, I don't know. Born pain-free.
Sung to the tune of Born Free.
Is that a song? Yeah, I guess, yeah.
So that was my first one. was the poop one.
Pain-Free.
Can you top it? What's your first one?
My first poop?
No, your first thing you're grateful for.
Oh, thankful that I still have most of my hair and my hairline hasn't really changed.
Oh yeah, your hair is looking better and better as you age. You have this amazing these streaks of brilliant white coming out of it, and they're very minimal, but it looks so nice with your hair because your hair's still very dark. Like I know you had like brown hair, but your hair's pretty much black now. Did it bother you when I used to call you Reed Richards? Because you had the gray coming out at the side. And I was like, you look like Reed Richards.
Yeah, you'd call me Reed Richards. Yeah, that bothered me because I dislike the character of Reed Richards.
He's a shitty person.
And if I visually remind someone of Reed Richards, my thought is, Reed Richards is a shitty guy. So I think people think I'm a shitty guy or I look like a shitty guy.
No, I think you're super sexy. I mean, I tell people they look like Muppets all the time. I was like, hey, you know what Muppet you remind me of? People are offended by that. I've brought this up before.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, your hair. Your hair is amazing. So what do you like the best about your hair?
What? I don't know. It's still there.
Oh, okay. Were you concerned? Was there an age?
Well, it was always one of those things, right? Where baldness is something that's hereditary but doesn't happen until later in life. So you're always like, is it going to happen now? Am I fine? And I'm like, oh, I'm up there now. If I was going to start losing it, I think I should have started already. Though maybe I'm a late bloomer on pretty much everything, so maybe I'll surprise myself in a year or two. Well, shit.
You jinxed yourself. There was a while where you were using a different hair product and you were losing a lot of hair in your hands, and you were super concerned, I could tell.
Yeah.
You were always remarking on it.
Yeah, don't like it coming out. Mm-hmm. Freaks me out. So much of my hair again.
Oh my god, there's at least 5 hairs.
That is what it's like to live with me. It's that horrible vanity. I don't even know if it's vanity. I just don't want to lose my hair. I guess that's a form of vanity.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's like the definition of vanity. He's like, oh, my looks. I must preserve them.
My youth.
Stop bathing in the blood of virgins.
Yeah, like a long time ago. Yeah, uh-huh. Given up on that. That's not a thing.
I mean, if you had had sex with me for the first time when I was on my period, technically you would have been bathing in the blood of virgins.
What? Oh, it's a thought.
I'm sorry. I say things that are socially inappropriate.
Yeah, even for intimate conversation. Yeah. It's a little out there.
I'm a little out there.
Here's a what if for you. Check this one out.
And I always have to say it with a deadpan expression, and people just like, what are you talking about? Why would you say such horrible things?
Why not?
Exactly, why not? The second thing I'm grateful for is my ability to fall asleep pretty much anywhere.
Like, not narcolepsy, though. Like, just the ability, like, hey, I'm going to have a sleep now.
Yep.
Here I go.
I've fallen asleep sitting up. I've fallen asleep playing video games. I've fallen asleep role-playing.
Now you're thankful for this. This is something that you're like...
Oh, not those things. At times, it's really inconvenient. It can be super inconvenient. But at the same time... No,
this wasn't the list of things that are slightly inconvenient.
But
so, it's only slightly inconvenient.
No,
thankful for that.
Those particular instances are times when it's been slightly inconvenient, but they do serve to display the fact that I can just fall asleep in any situation. So like, we've been on horribly long car trips or airplane rides. Wait a minute, I can't fall asleep in any situation. Scratch this. My list is shitty.
Wow.
Hey, the third thing on my list is that I'm thankful for is my bad memory, because I can do things over and over again, and yeah, they're like always enjoyable.
Like, you couldn't remember that you can't fall asleep anywhere at any time, and so therefore you thought you could, so that just made the list, but...
It made me happy for a couple minutes. I was like, wow!
You're thankful for your forgetfulness.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
I'm like, wait a minute. I've never fallen asleep on an airplane comfortably, or in a car. So my list is just crashed and burned. What else do you have?
Yeah, so next on my list was, at first it was just going to be creators, like writers of things. And I was thinking at first like Hollywood, like, well, no, let's be real honest with myself. First I was like, Star Wars, I'm thankful for Star Wars. And I was like, well, that's pretty shallow.
Hey, I had that on my list too.
Of course, talking about shallow, I was talking about my hair first. But I'm aware of the irony. Okay.
You're like a caricature.
Shitty doodle of a person. Is that what you're saying?
No, you're just exaggerated qualities and features which end up being cartoonish.
Yeah, a shitty doodle of an actual person. Just exclaiming things all the time. I'm like,
shitty doodle.
Shitty doodle.
What kind of dog is that? It's a shitty doodle.
It's a shitty doodle.
It's like, you know, like a Labrador. That's getting off topic. Yeah, so Star Wars, and well, then what? Creators. Well, right.
I thought of Star Wars, and I was like, well, what I really like about Star Wars, though, is, you know, the creativity behind it. So I was like, oh, like guys like George Lucas and everyone who like created all the looks and the aesthetics. And then it just snowballed from there. And I was like, storytellers is really what I'm like, I'm thankful for people that tell me entertaining stories.
I like to hear them pretty words.
Took a long time to get there. People that tell stories.
Yeah.
Well, interesting stories. A big asterisk next to that. Not people that tell any story. Not like, grandpa telling you the same story for the 8th time. And it's about, some tree that was growing in his backyard. Now he used to play under it. And if you're being honest with yourself, that story wasn't good the first time you heard it. And grandpa just, whatever, for some reason, you remind him of something in that story. Not those stories. Oh. The good, entertaining stories.
I love when people tell you the same story over and over again. Last night we heard a couple of the same stories repeatedly that we've heard probably about 12 times each. The person that tells them always tells them the same.
Yeah, they kind of note for note, beat for beat, always the same. They're fine stories, but they're...
Oh, yeah. I just smile and nod because they have such a good time telling them. Yeah. I'm like, I don't need to interrupt that joy. I don't need to steal somebody's enjoyment of a social situation. Because it happens enough to me where I'm having a good time and then suddenly someone's like, oh, the thing you said that before. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm just never going to speak again. Thanks, asshole.
Oh, yeah, that's me usually, isn't it?
No, it's not you. It can be anyone.
Yeah, sure. But I think you spend more of your time with me, so more than likely that's me.
That's why I don't talk to you. No, just kidding. That's fair. Always talking. I never shut up.
Well, you've been quiet now. So what's next on your list?
Nothing.
Oh, nothing.
It had degenerated. I got three things, and then I was like, I'll just wing it. I'll be like, I'm grateful for cheese pizza.
Sometimes.
I don't know. My ability to entertain myself. I think I'm hysterically funny, and I can write really well for my enjoyment, and I can do lots of things that I like.
Well, that's good. You enjoy you. That's a good quality. People should like who they are, because you got to spend a lot of time with you. Self. Yourself. Yeah.
I don't find I know a lot. No, I was going to say I don't know a lot of people who do that, but I do. And I know it's probably like half the people I know are the creative types who create because they love creation. And then the other half of people I know are the types who just aren't really creative in any way, but they never stop doing things. And those things are usually like social aspects. So like they don't paint because they like to paint. They paint because there's a paint night and they can go drink wine with people. And then I'll know people who will purposely not go out and drink wine with people so they can stay home to paint.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been to a paint night.
Because you stay home to paint.
Well, it's probably also because I am horribly bad at interacting with people.
Instincts just to punch everyone.
It's that whole fight or flight thing.
Yeah. Just beat him with an inch of a... I'm staring at a dinosaur. I was going to say, dinosaur? Beat him within an inch of a dinosaur. And I'm like, well, that's not a saying.
Time to make up a bunch of new sayings. Well, that's within an inch of a dinosaur. I watched so many dinosaur shows today. It was great. Constant dinosaur shows.
Where did you see that?
They were on TV while you were playing video games. Peter Cullen narrated one of them. It was called Dinosaur Death Trap.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, this is Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime's telling me about dinosaurs and it's not Grimlock. Yeah, all right.
There's a group of dinosaurs that have armored skull pieces and they call them the buttheads because they use their skulls to butt heads with other dinosaurs for rituals or mating, not... rituals. I'm acting like the dinosaurs are carrying chalices and lighted censers.
I'm trying to imagine if there's another dinosaur that's like called Butthead and like Beavis. Like what? No.
Man.
Those weren't words good.
I remember when Beavis and Butthead was going to destroy all of our childhoods. We were all gonna end up.
It did. That's the day my childhood died. Yeah,
drug addicted. I watched Beavis alcoholics. And Butthead. Who dropped out of school.
Innocence is gone.
Because Beavis and Butthead.
Well, they're talking about drinking beers and how they're smelling bad and checking out girls. It's no longer, you're watching that, you're no longer thinking about, more childlike things. You're thinking about more adult things.
I watched Beavis and Butthead when I was pretty young.
Yeah, I don't think you had much of a childhood.
That wasn't because of any external influences. I was just never much of a child. I was like a small dictionary. Did have a very active imagination, though. I built a lot of dollhouses for this mouse that I had. And then I actually had mice, and I would build Lego houses for them. And Lego houses, one, mice chew on everything, so they chewed a lot of Lego. And two, they just pee wherever. So they were just constantly peeing on the Lego houses. It was not a good look.
More smell.
Yeah. I washed a lot of Lego.
That's it. I'm going.
I'm going home. You are home.
Thanks for listening. This has been Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy. If you'd like to know more about us or have any questions or comments, you can find us on Twitter at Our Honest Pod or contact us through email at ourhonestlife@gmail.com. Thanks again.